This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden defended free speech and the right to protest Thursday while condemning those who would break the law to do so. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
As police have cracked down on campus demonstrations across the country, shutting down encampments or trying to, and making hundreds of arrests, Biden, speaking from the White House Thursday, said two fundamental American principles, the right to free speech and the rule of law, are being put to the test, and both must be upheld. He said it is not a moment for political points. It is a moment for clarity.
So let me be clear. Violent protest is not protected. Peaceful protest is. It's against the law when violence occurs. Destroying property is not a peaceful protest.
Biden said none of the protests have persuaded him to change his policies towards Israel. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
AP correspondent Norman Hall reports on a mistrial in a lawsuit filed by former Abu Ghraib prisoners.
A federal judge has declared a mistrial after a jury in Alexandria, Virginia, said it was deadlocked and could not reach a verdict in the trial of a military contractor accused of contributing to the abuse of detainees at the Abu Ghraib prison in Iraq 2 decades ago. The mistrial came in the jury's 8th day of deliberations. Judge Leonie Brinkema said what happened in the case was absolutely appalling. Virginia-based CACI had argued that it wasn't complicit in the detainees' abuse, that any liability for their mistreatment belonged to the government, not CACI. The plaintiffs can seek a retrial. I'm Norman Hall.
U.S. Secretary of State Lloyd Austin met Thursday in Hawaii with his counterparts from Australia, Japan, and the Philippines. During Thursday night's briefing, Austin was asked about the possibility Hamas militants may attack U.S. troops or setting up a pier to enable aid to be brought to the Gaza Strip. He said that while he couldn't discuss the intelligence information, he added, "I don't see any indications currently that there is an active intent to do that." This is VOA News. After a 2023 fire season that saw unprecedented wildfires sweep through Greece, officials there are stepping up their preparations as another summer approaches, but some experts warn it may be too little, too late to avoid another deadly season.
Under a $2.25 billion plan, Greece has tendered more than 1,000 fire engines and 7 DHC-515 firefighting aircraft, with plans to install sensors to detect smoke. 700 additional forest rangers have been hired this year. Crews have cleared 29,000 acres of forest since 2022, and another 17,000 acres will be completed by the end of May, the Environment Ministry said. But 5 firefighters and 3 experts say this isn't enough. The cleared forests make up only a tiny fraction of the nearly 18.5 million acres of Greek woodland, and some of the tendered trucks and aircraft will not be delivered for years.
That's Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan reporting. Gangs in Haiti laid siege to several neighborhoods in Port-au-Prince, burning homes, exchanging gunfire with police for hours as hundreds fled the violence Thursday in one of the biggest attacks since Haiti's new prime minister was announced. With new leaders taking charge of the country, Haitians are demanding that they prioritize their safety as gangs remain more powerful and better armed than Haiti's national police. New provisional data released by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention indicates that maternal deaths here in the U.S. have fallen back to pre-pandemic levels. We get the details from the AP's Lisa Dwyer.
There were about 19 maternal deaths for every 100,000 live births in 2023. That's in line with rates seen in 2018 and 2019. About 680 women died last year during pregnancy or shortly after childbirth. That's down from just over 1,200 in 2021, which was the highest level in more than 50 years. But racial disparities remain. The death rate in black moms is more than 2.5 times higher than that of white and Hispanic mothers. Excessive bleeding, blood vessel blockages, and infections are leading causes of death. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The death toll from heavy rains in Brazil's southernmost state of Rio Grande rose to 29, local authorities saying Thursday evening, as the state government declared a state of public calamity to handle the dramatic situation there. The search also continues for 60 people missing and just over 10,000 residents displaced across dozens of cities. President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva flew over the affected areas, met with local leaders in Santa Maria on Thursday for an emergency meeting. For more news, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.